We will take your country and we will take your oil and you will have nothing. And then, you know, if you do those kind of things, they would have believed it. And then all you had to do was have one of your diplomats give them a way to save face to return a hostage. And I think the hostages would have come back. You know what Jimmy Carter did? You know what Jimmy Carter did? When they had the hostages over there, do you know what he did to get those hostages back? You remember, don't you? He tied a yellow ribbon around a tree. Oh, yeah. You see, Saddam Hussein knows that. The people like Saddam Hussein can't wait to see that type of person back in the White House. Now, let's suppose you got that kind of person in the White House and Saddam Hussein knows that there's going to be, if he does something, there'll be only sanctions. And so he'll be able to buy time and not have another war that will hurt him. So he goes in, he takes Kuwait. Then he goes down, he takes Saudi Arabia. Maybe he goes down a little bit further and takes the richest nation on the face of the earth, Yemen. He takes all of those. And now he controls a great portion of the oil of the Middle East. And maybe he's able to get some of these other Arabs on his side. Now maybe they think they're going to win and he gets them on his side against Israel, because that's a rallying point for them, against Israel. And now he controls most of the working oil in the world. You know what he can do? He can start jacking up the prices way up like he wanted to do before. That's what he wanted to do when he took over Kuwait. He wanted to be able to jack up the prices. Now, Saddam Hussein is 55 years old. That means he's got plenty of time, if no one assassinates him or he doesn't die of some disease, he's got plenty of time to do all this. And you know, if he doesn't, somebody else will probably step in and do the same type of thing and take his place. Meanwhile, the United States cuts its military. And while the United States is cutting its military, do you think Saddam Hussein is going to be cutting his military? Oh, no. If he's got the money, he's going to build it up. And while he takes control of the oil supply, what do you think the United States will do if he takes control of the oil supply? Do you think that we will increase our oil production? Probably not. If the ozone man is in as vice president, I want to score that one for Bush. Bush finally came out and said something that was clear, called the guy the ozone man. Yeah, you know, the environmentalists led by people like Gore, what are they going to do? They have all kinds of environmental reasons of why, you know, why they can't get oil out of this land. They got to keep this land. You know, I mean, after all, that's where the spotted owl lives, you know? So the rest of the humans die, but we keep that spotted owl alive, you know? And so we can't drill oil there. We'll make that government property, and you can't drill there, and you can't drill off of here because it might cause pollution, and you can't drill over there, you know, for all of those reasons. And you know something? Our country runs on oil. It runs on oil. I mean, when you go down to the store to get food, it takes oil to get there, and it took oil to get all the food there, didn't it? You know, it comes in by trucks, it comes in maybe by rail, and by airplane, whatever. It's oil, it runs by oil. You heat your house with oil. People go to work with oil. Our country runs on oil. I mean, the United States runs on two things. You know what it runs on? It runs on borrowed money and oil. And if we get squeezed again, we may start to bleed real bad. Meanwhile, money could pour into Iraq so Saddam Hussein could rebuild Babylon. Now let me show you something here. Show you that is definitely a goal of the Arabs. Dr. Mayad Said, the Director General of Antiquities for Iraq, said this: "It's a Mesopotamian tradition that whenever a new ruler arose, he would rebuild all the principal cities of Mesopotamia." So we can believe that that's going to come about. Now, what Saddam Hussein needs more than anything else in the world, what do you think he needs more than anything else in the world? It's what some of us need, money. That's what he needs, is money. You're going to rebuild the military, you're going to rebuild the cities, you need money. And that's why he wants to jack up the oil prices so that he can have a windfall of money to rebuild the things that he wants to do. If he can control the oil, he could get his way. While the United States was saying, we shouldn't be polluting everything, he could be building himself up while we were going through a period of lunacy. Now, he's already started rebuilding Babylon. This insignificant little city, he's already started rebuilding. And in this book, it shows the things that have already been built. Here's what's already built in Babylon. The Saddam Hussein guest house, already built. The southern palace of Nebuchadnezzar has been restored. That's built. The Nimrud temple, the Nebu temple, the Ishtar temple, all built. Nebuchadnezzar's museum is built. Hammurabi's museum, a different one, is built. And the Greek theater, the Marduk gate, all of those things have already been built in Babylon, and those things weren't even touched during that war. What he needs is money. And if he can get a pigeon in the White House and the environmentalists get their way, he can rebuild the military. And you know what? He knows what it takes now to win a war, doesn't he? He knows what it takes. He's already lost. He's seen the type of technology that has beat him. And you know, he's not going to get involved again, probably, unless he knows he's got the technology to do the job. So he knows what it takes. He's learned his lesson. And while we're worrying about the spotted owl and a lot of other ridiculous things that this nation gets worried about, and they think the threat of war is over, he could build something very, very impressive and very powerful, the foundation for Babylon the Great of Revelation 17 and 18. So I believe it could soon happen. It could soon happen. Number one, because Iraq wants it to happen. Number two, because the United States could cooperate. But you know what? If he rebuilt it, that still would not make Babylon the city of the magnitude that is described in Revelation 17 and 18. Something else will have to happen. And that something else, I think, is very, very significant. And next time, I'll tell you what I think it is. This is unusual because this is a serial message. Next time, Lord willing, I'll tell you what I think it is that's going to bring Babylon to the magnitude that is described in Revelation. Meanwhile, all this scripture and all these current events remind us that the day of the Lord is at hand. The day when Almighty God says it's time to step into the affairs of man. A day when he sees the wickedness of man is great as it was in the days of Noah. And that day starts with what we call the rapture of the church, which could come at any time. And then that is followed by a series of terrible judgments that kill half the population of the earth. And yet some people will get saved before Jesus comes to be ruler over all the earth, the golden age that we so look forward to. I hope that you are ready and waiting. It may be soon, and we hope it is soon. Let's bow for prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee for the things that are in the Word of God that can give us the interest to look around at historical events and see if we can find comparable things. And Lord, we would say even so, come Lord Jesus, we look forward to thy return. I pray, Lord, if there's someone here who doesn't know thee as Savior, that they'll come and answer the invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Please turn to 676, hymn of invitation. And if today you don't know the Lord as your Savior and you'd like to be sure that you're saved and on your way to heaven and know that you belong to Jesus and that your sin is under the blood, if you'd like to know those things, you'd like to be sure that you're saved, when we stand to sing this, if you'd come and meet me at the front, I'll have someone who knows the Bible real well show you how to be saved. Let's stand together and sing 676.